Warriors starting a two-game Texas swing in Houston facing the Rockets, and Stephen Curry led the way with a game-high 32 points to go with 10 rebounds. Klay Thompson delivered 25 points with 5 three-pointers. Draymond Green added 19 points and 9 boards, and the Warriors reached the 60-win plateau for the third consecutive season, while head coach Steve Kerr becomes the fastest coach to 200 wins in professional sports history. 200 wins in 238 games. Number 200 as the Warriors beat the Rockets 113-106 the final. Here's Coach Kerr.
We should be able to defend them and not foul a three-point shooter. Some of them, you know, maybe on a drive or something at the rim, sure. But we should not foul a single three-point shooter. All three of them were reaches where, Harden and Lou Williams, who, you know, they're the two leading foul drawers on three-point shots in the NBA. We know that. Everybody knows that. And if you just stick your arm in there, they're going to grab your off arm with their off arm, and it's going to be a foul. They've been doing it all year long, and so you just can't even stick your arm in there and hand in there. And we did it three times, and I thought that those were key plays that really kept the game close. But I was really impressed with our guys' guts when things went south. You know, Draymond gets hurt, and we had to change our rotation up, and they had all the momentum, and our guys stepped it up, and it's a hell of a win.
Three straight years of 60-plus, and how does that hit you?
Well, I know how lucky I am. Most first-time coaches don't inherit Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Andre and Clay and all these guys. I mean, I inherited a hell of a team. They were already really good. And our whole goal when this coaching staff came in was to continue the upward trend that the Warriors were already on. And so I'm lucky. I mean, it's all about the guys you coach. Are they coachable? Are they talented? And the answer to that is an emphatic yes. I mean, these guys are amazing, and I'm really lucky to be able to coach them.
With that said, can you tell when you're evolving or learning or becoming a better coach throughout these three short seasons?
Yeah, I mean, I think like anything else, you know, the more you do something, the more you learn, the more comfortable you get. I think we're all constantly evolving. You know, I played for Pop for 5 years, and he's probably, you know, he and Phil Jackson and Red Auerbach, probably the three greatest coaches of all time. And watching Pop evolve and watching our teams in San Antonio evolve as the rules changed, as our personnel changed, that's what coaching is about. Is you can have a formula, you can have a plan, but you have to adapt to what your team looks like and what the league looks like. And I was fortunate. I played for some of the greatest coaches of all time, Lenny Wilkins, Lute Olson. And so I've been really lucky, and not only with my mentors, but with the players that I'm fortunate enough to lead right now. I'm guessing he'll be okay. The fact that he came back in tonight's game is a good sign, although we'll see how the ankle responds. It's a short flight to San Antonio, but there's always a chance on the flight that, you know, with the altitude, things could get worse. But we'll reevaluate tomorrow. We'll see what happens.
Steve, with as much that was made of you guys resting last time in San Antonio, what you've been able to rattle off since that, have you noticed the tangible difference, the benefit from that rest?
Yeah, I mean, that's the idea, you know. We were exhausted. We had a brutal schedule, and we lost KD, and guys were playing extra minutes, and we were spent, and I could feel that. Our staff could feel that, and made sense to rest them. I don't like to do it, but I'm trying to get us ready for the playoffs, keep our guys fresh. So if they need a rest, I'll do it. It doesn't happen often, but the schedule called for it. This time, it's a short flight. We don't anticipate resting anybody. Guys are good to go. The schedule's been fine, and we'll go in there and see what we can do.
And Wednesday night, the Warriors take on the Spurs in San Antonio before returning to the Bay Area for a game against the Rockets on Friday night at Oracle Arena.